This is a Stand Up New York Labs production, providing you podcasts since 2013.
Hey, Ali, you want to tell me something about LaughPass?
Yes, man. LaughPass is $159 annually, but discounted to $139 with the podcast coupon code.
Code ITC. LaughPass members receive access to unlimited stand-up New York shows if you reserve spots in advance. VIP seating at each show, a free ticket for a friend to each show, a free drink upon arrival to each show,
a bottle of wine on your birthday week to drink during the show, but cannot leave the premises, though.
Don't you leave the premises. Direct alerts when big-name comics, such as myself, and other celebrities drop in. LaughPass is expanding to comedy clubs across the country, so be sure to check out www.getlaughpass.com and sign up to receive alerts for when LaughPass reaches your area.
Time for the End of Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
Yeah, this is Damian Lemon.
This is Ali Muhammad.
And this is In the Conversation,
the podcast.
We are here. It's a good one.
As we always do about this time.
You know what I mean? Against all odds.
For sure. For sure.
Yeah. We here, man. So what's up, man? How you doing?
Great, man. I'm out here, man.
You out here shining.
Feeling good, feeling great, feeling good. You know what I mean?
You out here going viral.
A little something.
Loose. Now you going viral,
man. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's like last week we talked about it.
Yeah.
We said, you know what I'm saying, it's a different thing. Where you got to get in front of consumers.
Right.
But I didn't take that comment. Either, you know, it was just something I knew I needed to do.
Mm-hmm.
But no real immediate plans to do so.
Okay.
So, you know what I mean? Valentine's Day came, was it that Thursday or something?
Thursday.
Did the meditation. Meditation. During the meditation, you know what I'm saying? I got the message of, you know, go ahead and post that Dear Black Man. Because I posted it a few times in different places, you know what I'm saying? A couple times on Facebook.
Okay.
On my stories, you know what I'm saying? A couple times on there, you know.
And it does well, it does numbers.
It does okay. You know what I'm saying? Oh, okay. Not numbers, but you know what I'm saying? It does.
Goal? What's going on?
It wasn't charting.
Okay.
It wasn't charting, but it was a club.
A club.
You know what I'm saying?
Crowd favorite. Yeah. Fan favorite.
Yeah, it was a fan favorite amongst the people that did here. So it's certain clubs they play.
Okay.
So I was like, all right, boom, it's Valentine's Day, so I'm gonna just cut the part at the end where it says I love you, Black Man. All the women said.
Right.
And so I posted that shit. I didn't think nothing of it. I put my phone down and I started working. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Just going to work. My man, somebody hit me up. And they sent me a screenshot of Taraji Henson posted it.
Mm.
I'm like, what the hell?
Cookie.
You know what I'm saying? Cookie posted it. But she had posted it from African American College Alliance page. Which means Chris Latimer, who y'all know from, who's been a guest on The Conversation.
Yeah.
Posted it. So I looked it up. Boom. Up for sure. She got it posted. I ain't tagged in the bitch, but it's my work, so
mm-hmm.
I ain't tripping.
Mm-hmm.
So I looked at where it came from. I'm like, oh, shit, that's Chris.
Mm-hmm.
So I hit Chris like, yo, you got me out here viral. He like, what the fuck you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, man, you posted this video that I directed, da-da-da-da-da. He was like, man, I didn't even know that shit was you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? He was like, I just saw it. I liked it. I posted the shit. So
did he hit a postscript?
So he added my tag to it and shit, but it was already gone.
Thank you kindly.
It was already gone by then. So I'm looking at you know what I'm saying, now you got all your notifications and shit. So I'm looking at all who hit me and shit. I'm like, oh, this shit is crazy.
Uh-huh.
So Cookie got it going crazy.
Uh-huh.
But the shit that really let me know that is like, oh, okay, this shit struck a nerve is
mm-hmm.
not one. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't the women that was reposting it, because Beyonce mama posted it.
Okay.
Young Tina Lawson.
Oh, pardon me.
Tina Lawson posted it like, I love you, Black Man, especially my Black Man, all Richard right. Lawson.
All right,
so that was dope.
Uh-huh.
But what I thought was dope was like the gangster cats that had, that came through on the shit.
Uh-huh.
So I looked on my shit, Nipsey Hussle liked my shit.
Yeah.
And put the praying hands on it. So he liked it and put the comments. That's shit. Nipsey,
love.
Motherfucking rolling 60s Crips out here about this love.
Niggas out here love.
I was like, yo, this is crazy. But I think, I don't know how he fucking got to my page because he came directly to my page. You know what I'm saying? So however you got that, Nip, you know what I'm saying? Appreciate you, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Somebody call Big U up and let him know.
Yeah,
to tell, you know what I'm saying, Nipsey, I said, you know what I'm saying? Appreciate you.
There you go.
But I think it might have been because this other cat from the West Coast, old school rap cat, Cam, from the West Coast Cam.
Okay.
With the K.
Oh, yeah, yeah, back in the day.
He reposted that shit like, yo, this shit damn near broke me down.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Cam out here about to break
that's
down?
That's what I'm saying. That's what
gangsta's crying.
That's what let me know this shit was real, real.
Well, see, when I saw this shit come up on the timeline, I immediately knew it was going to do some numbers. I didn't know it was going to go viral, but I knew it was going to resonate. We spoke about it because I was like, on Valentine's Day, men are underserved.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you got to do all the serving on Valentine's
Day. You got to, yeah, it's about submission and about what is your...
What have you done for
me
lately?
Yeah, where's your offering? All of that. So to see this montage of women saying, hey, brother, we love you. We see you. You know how they say, I felt seen?
Right.
You felt seen. You was
right.
Like, well, shit. Felt good about it. I was like, this shit might do something. And I guess it is, you know, it is what it is.
That once Coogie put it out there, that shit was out of there.
Who surprised you the most? And, who surprised
Nipsey
you?
Nipsey surprised me the most. But on the flip side.
Give me some more names. Who else?
Steve Harvey FM. D.L. Hewley posted it.
Oh, shit.
You know what I'm saying? Rel, comedian Rel.
Okay, shout out to Rel.
Rel posted it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? That's what's up. That surprised me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then, but the shit that got me the most juice in my motherfucking house.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? You know, that was Thursday, you know, went to bed Friday. I think Saturday is when it really got going.
Oh, we got crazy.
Yeah, because, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, them first days, I'm excited. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, shit, motherfucker, see this shit.
Right.
Motherfuckers like this shit.
Mm-hmm.
But by Saturday, then it started to hit the mainstream. It started to hit the regular people. It started to go.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I woke up Saturday. My wife's cousin had sent it to her. From Fred Hammond page.
Wow.
Fred Hammond, the gospel singing, you know what I'm saying?
The anointed.
You know what I'm saying? The church singing.
Mm-hmm. From the
Fred
Lord.
Fred Hammond.
Yeah.
And Fred Hammond said, this is the top three videos of all times in my book. And the first two had to do with God.
Wow. Wow. That's a testimonial.
I was like, oh, shit. So that brought me some points at the crib for a couple of days.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it was crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
But like, you know, you know what I'm saying? A lot of times you see videos that go viral. So I ain't really, you know what I'm saying? I had some mild viral moments,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? But not necessarily directly to me,
mm-hmm.
you know? So when you in the middle of it and you seeing the shit moving and you start looking at the shit, it's like people that you would never have come across your radar, you know what I'm saying? So like blackdoctors.org posted the shit.
Right.
They got 2 million followers,
wow.
you know what I'm saying? And then it's like Hotep. You know, I expected the Hoteps and the RBGs to, you know what I'm saying, to get behind the message.
Get behind this black messaging.
But you know what I'm saying? It's like certain regular people that's just on their regular Facebook post the shit, and the shit is getting, you know what I'm saying? This one dude got about 200,000 views on the shit.
Wow.
Off of his regular page.
Wow.
I'm like, well, how the fuck his shit get to burn like that? That shit ain't going nowhere on my page. I got, you know what I'm saying?
Did you holler at him?
700 views. Nah, you know, I ain't holler at him, but I'm looking at the shit like, I'm looking at all this other shit.
He might be an ambassador.
I don't know, but his shit went.
Shit
is gone. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like people from all over, like.
That's dope.
Like regular people. Like, the shit, the amount of shares he got on the video on his page is more than it had. Like, when I first posted it before, it might have had like 4,000 views on the Facebook after buying a little ad and, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Doing the most.
Mm.
This motherfucker got
4,000-5,000 shares. You know what I'm saying?
Off the organic.
Off the organic. I'm like, damn.
That's dope.
So the shit is out there, man. But the biggest part about it is that, you know, you got to see people really talk about the work.
Right.
And then you got to see if the shit you did and you thought when you put it together really was what resonated. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And the good part about it, like the shit I'm happy about is that, you know, most of it resonated how I thought it would resonate. You know what I'm saying? The shit, like, you know what I mean? It's like we as black people, we got some trauma. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
And it's like as a man, you know, you hear a lot of things in the media about like every day you inundated with, you know what I'm saying, the criminal shit, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? You inundated with the oh, these niggas ain't shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? With this, with that, a third. And you don't realize how much that shit weigh on you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's like you just gonna step on to the next shit. Get on the train. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker, get on the train, look at the seat next to you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't want to sit there, go sit down the way.
Right.
Because, you know, they look at you and size you up like, I don't know if I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you don't realize how much that shit adds up.
Yeah.
And then you get a video and it's just black women just saying, I love you, black man. I love you, black man. I love you, black man. I love you, black man.
You don't even realize why you're crying. How they be saying in the comments, like, wow. Oh, shit, man. It's dusty in this bitch.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
somebody cooking. What did they say? Somebody cutting onions.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, you knew that shit was needed, but you didn't know how much.
Right.
And to see the comments, you realize how much that shit is needed.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? How much that conversation is needed. But then, you know what I'm saying, you always got the, you know, the motherfuckers who always got the hot take or want to say something.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing most people say is, well, it's the one for the black women. You know what I'm saying? We always been holding black men up, you know what I'm saying? But they be shitting on us.
They Why they sound like that?
They date white girls. You know what I'm saying? That's how I read. You know what I'm saying? That's how I read.
All that salt?
Yeah, it sounds like salt. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know? So you got a lot of that. Actually, remember Speech? The rapper from Tennessee,
yeah. Arrested Development,
Arrested, he posted it. He made a whole post talking about, well, black men don't need no affirmation. Black women been affirming black men since the beginning of time. We need to affirm them. Yes, we do. This is what starts the conversation. But he took it as a whole hot take, as a, you know what I'm saying?
Speech had to make a speech.
Why we had to do this and we didn't do that. But first of all, Speech, you didn't do shit.
Why we?
You know what I'm saying? Talk about we.
A producer.
You know what I'm saying? But like, come on, man. It's easy. You could have just fucking saw the shit and been like, okay, let me make the one for black women.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And, you know, as a matter of fact, we going to do the one for black women.
Hey.
But it's just the one that's done. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't even supposed to be for y'all. It was just, I was just putting this shit up.
Now all this demand.
You know what I mean?
Shit. I'm about to invoice some of you niggas in the comments.
Exactly.
Speech.
You know what I'm saying? So Speech did a whole dissertation on why is this even a thing?
Right.
I seen this viral video going around and I don't even know why it's a thing. That type of shit.
Salty.
But you know what I'm saying? That comes with it though. Comes with it. And again, like I said,
Speech is a hater.
Nah. Speech is
free speech.
Yeah, free speech. Speech trying to get in the conversation.
Hate Speech
because he didn't even post a video. He just had a comment. He made a post about it.
Mm-hmm.
But
oh, he didn't even post a video. He just
I seen this viral video going around. That was his post.
That's Hate Speech.
Yeah, Hate Speech.
Come on, man. Anyway,
but that comes with it,
yeah.
And that's part of the conversation, and that's the conversation that's needed to be had. And that's another thing, like even with the trauma that I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Even in doing the interviews with the women.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I knew, because we knew that we wanted to create something that can change the conversation around black men.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it was a team, you know what I'm saying? We did the shit with Soledad O'Brien's production company.
Okay.
I directed. Lashana Stanley from Ethnicity Models casted the shit and then associate produced it with me.
Mm-hmm.
And then Kim Bondi, executive produced it. And then, you know, it's a whole team. You know what I'm saying?
Wait a minute, is this a podium moment? Go ahead, do it some more. Go ahead.
I thought we was talking. I'm in the conversation.
Nah, I know, but you would say it was a casual podium moment. I like how you shouted at everybody.
Yeah, but I was just trying to get to the point that it wasn't just me.
It wasn't one man.
It wasn't me, but the point of it was that we wanted to make something for My Black is Beautiful that was from their core audience, but that didn't that wasn't directed at that core audience.
My Black is Beautiful is
Procter & Gamble.
Right. Which is
Is their black products collective where they talk about, you know, black shit. But it's usually targeted towards women.
Right.
But they wanted to see something.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That worked
Let's see something.
It worked out.
And so with doing it. Mm-hmm. Damn, I don't forgot why you hit me with too many questions and shit. Going in a certain direction.
You were talking about how you could have done it alone, and you were saying how, you know, you had the team, and, you know, Procter & Gamble, My Black is Beautiful. It was,
anyway.
It was a culmination.
Yeah, it was a culmination. Anyway, what was happening is that, you know, when we're doing the interviews with the women, and I'm trying to get them to say, you know, positive things.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So the main question is like, you know what I'm saying, what things do you like?
Right.
And a lot of times, a lot of the answers started with, well, I don't like when a motherfucker do this. And you know what I'm saying? Then you had to guide them to, you know what I'm saying, all right, here's the frame of mind. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Say you talking to your son, or you talking about your son.
Mm-hmm.
You talking about what type of man you want your son to be.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Who was the man in your life that you did feel some kind of way about that was positive? So what I'm trying to do is get all of the good information so
uplifting.
That even motherfucker ain't shit motherfuckers could listen to it and be like, well, damn, I need to step my shit up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because you can't teach a motherfucker if all you're doing is telling them some shit they already know.
Right.
You ain't shit, motherfucker. You ain't doing shit.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? You can't teach nobody like that. So you got to be able to come from and say the things that you would say to the best motherfucker in your life and let the worst motherfucker hear it and see if you can get the conversation going and get people coming towards another direction.
Right.
And that's what I was trying to get to. And and I think the women did a great job. Like when, you know what I'm saying, I didn't tell them to say shit. They said all the shit they wanted to say.
Right.
And these are the things that they said, and that's what we put in it. Uh-huh. Only thing I told them to say at the end was, I love you, black man.
Right.
And so these are the things that cats should hear.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because this is the stuff that you don't hear. These are the conversations that we're not having.
Mm.
And I think this was a good way to start that and put something in the media space that actually felt like that.
Yeah, no, it was good. It was definitely, like I said, the cats is, you know, they needed that. That's why cats was breaking down.
Yeah, that shit was crazy. This one cat wrote this whole thing, man, talking about how he was a foster kid.
Mm-hmm.
And he ain't never heard no shit like that.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And I wasn't no foster kid. And I grew up with my family and shit, but I never heard no shit like that.
Just, I love you, black man.
Just, you know what I'm saying?
Like your family saying that?
Like, you know what I'm saying? In my family, like my core family, it wasn't a whole lot of, I love you, I love you, I love you. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. My family in Cleveland, that's how they talk.
Right.
And even then, it was sounding strange. Like, they get off the phone, like, I love you. You be like, okay.
Yeah.
You be like, all right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But there wasn't no shit that was said every day. I grew up with a single father. Wasn't what was said every day.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Motherfuckers show you it. They do. They walk the walk.
You see this food, right?
Right. You know what I'm saying? You got to assume that you were loved.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But to hear the shit.
You say, you love me. Nigga, what you think?
You know what I'm saying?
See, I done put the food on the table. Because that's where motherfuckers got to find the leg of deductive reasoning.
Yeah, you got to fucking figure it out. And then if you can't figure it out, then you just assume that it ain't there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But to hear those words, especially from a range, because and a lot of women that complained about the video is they complained from the standpoint of, you know, failed relationships or dudes who did them wrong, or, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Or even like fathers who, you know, my father wasn't shit. All the men I done been with ain't shit.
Right.
So, I, you know what I'm saying? I don't, you know. But the thing about it is that this wasn't even from a romantic angle. This shit wasn't about the dude who you sleeping with.
Right.
This is just about general love for a type of person or the love for whoever that type of person is. It's not everybody. It's everybody ain't going to get that love, but whoever you deem to be worthy of it should get it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And they should hear it. And when you hear it, it just sets off a whole nother. It's like Chris Latt said. He's like, you know what I'm saying? Listen to this shit 10 times. I better give you wings.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Somebody else said, shit, I started floating off the couch.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? After I heard this shit. Because that's the shit you don't hear. Even in your love relationship, I'm married. You know what I'm saying? And my wife say I love you every day. But it's different. You know what I'm saying? When you just hear it with no expectations, no nothing to it. It's just, here it is. Mm. Just these words. Deal with these words.
Yeah. Yeah, it's real. It's a good point. It's a good point. I think also, you know, I always think about, I grew up where emotions weren't really readily articulated. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, if you were a dude, and it took me almost to probably post-college, to be totally honest with you, to meet men that could speak to their feelings in a way that was emotionally articulate, but without looking soft. You know what I mean? Like, where they could, like, you would have, I had an uncle that would, like, hug you. He was like a big football player, and uncle. So he was like, you know what I mean? Yeah, you know, his right. presence was brawny as fuck. He was a man's man.
Right.
So he gave you a hug. He was still like, you know, you ain't even going, you're like, he can still whip your ass type shit. It was always like this little balance of, I'm going to show you some love.
Right.
But don't think I'm a sucker. Right. You know what I'm saying? But that's, what happens is people become emotionally stunted.
Right.
You compartmentalize how you feel and you don't really know how to explain how you feel. And when you see something that you know, shows you the expanse of feelings.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I joke about, you know, just various emojis. You go on Facebook and they say, how you feeling? And they got like a menu of emojis and shit like that. You're like, God damn, nigga, I didn't even know I had this many emotions available to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh shit.
Right.
And you know, it's one of those things. I like that. That's getting into the zeitgeist,
right? And that's why I really like that, like Nipsey Hussle and West Coast Cam,
right,
jumped into the conversation per se, because these are guys, you know what I'm saying, Mosey, you know, rolling 60s crib, West Coast, West Side,
right.
You know what I'm saying,
right.
you thinking gangster,
right.
You know what I'm saying, hustler, get money, you know what I'm saying, you don't think about, you know, that cat might have feelings too. You know what I'm saying? He might need to hear this shit his damn self. You know what I'm saying? So that was like, okay, with all of the women that reposted it, I got it because it was all women speaking.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And then, like I said, with the core demo, like, say, you know, real people who express these types of ideas every day,
mm-hmm.
you expect that.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes, when it goes beyond that and it starts tapping into the outlying audiences that you don't really get to hear that conversation from them, but then you get to understand that they may appreciate that conversation. Then that opens up the ideas for what's possible and you know what I'm saying, what type of shit we could make that, you know what I'm saying, you don't have to just make gangster shit to reach gangster cats. You know what I'm saying? It's like sometimes you can make the love shit that's touching everybody.
Or sometimes just being vulnerable is some gangster shit. Being honest with yourself is some gangster shit. You know, like, it's so interesting. I was watching 21 Savage on The Breakfast Club just before the incident. And, you know, they were saying, you know, how's he deal with all the shit that goes on? A lot of friends of his been killed and a bunch of shit.
Right.
And some wild shit. He was like, you know, I'm not going to lie. Sometimes I just go in the room and I just cry. And he said that shit dead ass. It was what it is. He said, you know, I just go in the room and I just cry.
Right.
And I cry for a while. He said, sometimes I call my moms while I'm crying and then she get on the phone and then we crying together and I just hang up because I don't want to be crying with nobody else. And then he said, after that, you know, I'll be straight.
Right.
And then whatever. And that's how he handles it. But it was just interesting because
you know, you see for so many years when cats was like, man, nigga, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying, nigga? I just eat that or I hold that. You know right. what I mean? It ain't nothing, small thing to a giant. You know, right. all of that old. Right.
That's what they say to you.
Yeah, that's what they tell you, old nigga, toughen up, hardy heart. But sometimes right. you gotta do something with that shit.
Right.
And you gonna fucking crack.
And to that point, you know what I'm saying? Like, shit. One of my cousins was one of the hardest cats I know in life. Not just, you know what I'm saying, in my family, in life.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? He watched the shit when I first did it.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, yo, I don't know, cuz, man. Yo, that shit did something to me, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, shit, that shit did something to me. So I should have known then, but, you know.
It passed the litmus
test.
Yeah,
it passed the litmus test. But, you know what I'm saying? You forget, because it's been 7 months. I done put the shit out there a couple times. That shit didn't really get going.
With some shit touching nerve, boy. It touching nerve.
But, you know, the timing. When the timing is right, the shit, right. everything happened how it's supposed to happen.
Right.
And the shit is gone. It's out there.
Right.
But, you know what I'm saying?
It was such a dope. It was a great day to drop that shit, because I swear, you know, a lot of cats wasn't hearing that. They were trying to figure out how to please that day.
Right.
You know, there's nothing wrong with that, but that, you know, that was probably the directive, and it was, you know, they didn't even think about, you know, they just trying to make somebody else feel good or whatever, whatever, and then, wow, to hear that. Especially from, like, to your point, not from who you expect to hear it from, because, no, you know, it's all love, and you love when your lady says it to you, but after a while, I don't say you take it for granted, but it becomes, you know that's built on love. So you know there's love there. It's expected a little bit, and it's not that it doesn't mean anything.
And that shit in the same breath, you ain't washed them dishes. You ain't washed them dishes! Yeah. And now I'm about to go to work. I love you. Yeah. I love you, too.
Oh, terse. I love you.
You know what I'm saying? It's just like, come on, man.
Oh, man.
But... yeah, man.
That's what's up.
Shout out to like Lyris Cross who kind of held down the anchor, you know what I'm saying, at the end of that video.
Who is Lyris Cross?
She's a model. She was
Oh, yeah, I know Lyris Cross.
Lyris was in there. Shout out to Miss
Baltimore.
Miss Christmas. Uh-huh. Chris Bright is her name.
Okay.
You know, and everybody else who was in it.
Was it an uptick in somebody like, yo?
Yeah, definitely.
We viral out
no,
here.
No, it was a community, because especially like me, LaShawna,
mm-hmm.
who produced it with me.
Right.
Lyris and Meet the Baker on Instagram, Melissa.
Uh-huh.
She's a baker out of Brooklyn, and her name is Meet the Baker.
Okay.
Basically, us folks, like, every time it went somewhere else different, it was like, oh, shit. You know what I'm saying? Because, again, they did it off the love. We, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
They just came and did it. And they expressed themselves and gave us all this good content.
Mm-hmm.
And then for a while, it just was, you know, it was just something that just happened and, you know, went away.
Right.
But now that it's moving and people actually seeing it, it has definitely an uptick in the excitement. It's definitely an uptick in the conversation around it. And it's good to see how they are posting it and reposting the people that shouting them out.
Yeah.
Cause you know, their friends will see them in it somewhere else and then tag them.
Right.
And they be like, oh shit. That's how you know we figured out Taraji posted it. Cause you know what I'm saying? Somebody tagged somebody that was in it, then it ended up coming back.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, that shit was definitely an uptick in excitement.
That's what's up.
Yeah, man.
How does that affect you're going in on the next project? Does that
now I'm the Oscar nominated viral ass.
I mean,
you know what I'm saying?
What the fuck?
Yeah, you know what I'm not. It could mean nothing, but if you hustle it, if you work it, if you know what I'm saying, what I was looking at it for was, you know what I'm saying, who was being exposed to it. You know what I'm saying? Now who's being exposed to the work? And who can I double back with?
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? The good thing is a lot of my current clients is seeing it out in the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And sharing it just on some regular shit. So it adds to your value.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? When you go back to do your next deal.
Right.
Or do your next project.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, you know what I'm saying? Like My Black is Beautiful and Procter & Gamble and, you know, Starfish Media. Man, hopefully they see value in what the work that a nigga did. So, you know what I'm saying? Come back. Like, hey, let's do something else. You know what I mean? All that adds to your bottom line.
Right.
But for me, it just says continue to do the work. You know what I mean? Continue to put shit out. And the same shit we talked about last week, get your shit in front of the people. Because the people is what the value, that's where the value is. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
The boardroom is cool, like I said, but the people have the value. Everybody in the boardroom got to get to the people.
Because they people.
You know what I'm saying? Because they people and people buy products. You know what I'm saying? If you don't have no audience, no people, then, you know what I mean? It's a different story. You add audience and you add people, and then people understand your voice from your name. The best thing about it was that this shit, the shit that blew or the shit that went was some shit that I was proud of. You know what I'm saying? Because I do a lot of work that, you know what I'm saying, I be proud of aesthetically or technically, but you know what I'm saying, it might not be something I'm interested in.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's good to see the shit that you actually interested in, gave a fuck about, really cared about.
Resonate.
It's good to see that resonate. And right. People start to know you for that type of work. It's just like, you know what I'm saying, just being black didn't go viral like this. It had its little, you know what I'm saying, it had a little moment. But I was proud to see that go.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So this is just like the next step from that. And I like that trajectory. I like being in that space that you proud of the work that's going.
Dope.
You hate to have that hit record that you hated. Now you got to perform that shit for the rest of your life.
Like De La Soul.
Like De La, and, you know what I'm saying? Me, myself, and I.
Or Dre with Deep Cover.
Dre didn't like Deep Cover?
Dre don't like Deep Cover to this day. Ain't that crazy?
Really?
That's like one of his best records.
That shit put him on the motherfucker.
Shit is stupid.
I mean, it took him to the next level. It put Snoop on the map.
It put Snoop on the map.
I mean, Dre had done a bunch of shit, but I guess probably that shit was a little throwaway for Dre. But what Deep Cover did, Deep Cover, I was in New York when Deep Cover came out on an internship. First time in New York.
Right.
Deep Cover was rocking in New York.
That shit was crazy.
That shit put him on the, you know what I'm saying, on the East Coast map like something crazy.
That I remember when that shit came out. That shit used to, it was nothing but burn. But that beat, there's certain beats in hip-hop history that, like, you'll remember forever the first time you heard it and how, like, that's up there. The Benjamins beat is one of them beats. I would say J. Rude the Damage has Come Clean is up there. I mean, it's a ton of shit. I, you know, just off the top of the head, those are joints that I, like, I remember every time that shit. I remember, it might not be as striking, but I remember when the motherfucking, what was the shit? The Buster shit. What was the name of that hit you with no bling and what you saying? Yo? What the fuck was the name of that? That shit, that beat was fire.
Don't flip my own.
Oh, man.
Shit.
Woo, that shit, that was Buster.
Buster had a bunch of
videos.
The other shit he had when I first moved here, he had that doom 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 doom. You don't remember that shit? Oh, that shit was crazy.
What was the hook on that?
There's a party going on in here. You remember that shit?
No, I'm thinking of the shit.
Hold on, I'm about to find that shit. Nah. That shit was.
Oh, I think I know you're talking about.
Hold on. Yeah, go ahead.
Let me know the name of that record.
Party going on in here.
Hit you with no delaying. So what you're saying, you know? Really, what the really was a dilly. That beat was crazy though. Certain beats. Yeah. I remember Dwick was the shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean.
Oh yeah. Oh.
That shit. When I first got here, this shit was popping.
What's the name of that Buster? The other joint we got.
Hey.
Alright, we might not be able to clear that hole.
Hey man, ain't nobody coming to see us.
That boy that is. Listen, we went viral, nigga.
I just wanted to get to this part right here.
Okay, go ahead.
Hey. Ever since Jimmy cracked corn. All right.
Hold on. Oh, here we go. This.
What's the name of it? Yeah.
Woo, baby. Shout out to Busta Rhymes. Man, yeah.
Busta has some joints.
Put your hands on my eyes to see. If you really want to party with me. I can't believe I couldn't remember the name of that shit. That was a moment.
In that hoo-ha.
That was a moment. It was a few, you know, but anyway, speaking of moments, I'm kind of, I said this the other day, I'm really excited for this new 2 Chainz album.
Really?
Yeah, I fuck with 2 Chainz. You know, I like 2 Chainz of shit. I get it. I like, he got bars. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? He's funny. But even on top of all of that, his marketing savvy is official.
Right.
He's up there. Just like Nipsey Hussle's marketing savvy is up there too. But like, so the latest one is Rapper Go to the League, right?
Right.
So initially he started promoting with a blimp. Then I saw he did the pull up interview with Joe Budden,
mm-hmm.
which was good. You know, rapper to rapper talk was pretty good. But then I saw like a little clip of him and LeBron in the studio. And he done got LeBron involved and, you know, rapper go to the league. If we're going to go to the league, nigga, we might as well go get LeBron.
Yeah, that's, you know, all the
that's
way.
Today's
in the
Jordan.
No doubt.
You know, so he's involved now. And there's a video and an interview dropping. So when the album come out on Apple Beats, I guess, Apple's going to do the exclusive. There's going to be a LeBron interview or whatever, whatever. So that's kind of cool, man. And from what I understand, I think Static Selector did a lot of the beats on there and Q-Tip. So, like, you know, the sensibility is going to be very boom bap. He's supposed to be going to be spitty, spitting on
it. Yeah, he played Super Bowl. He played a couple of joints.
Oh, yeah?
At the he performed Claremont at the Cavassier joint.
Okay.
That we was working. And then it's definitely a different vibe.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He actually performed one of the joints at the Roots jam session at Grammys.
Okay.
And it didn't go as well.
Wee.
But it went, you know what I'm saying? It was like, you
unfamiliar.
It's unfamiliar and it's different. You know what I'm saying? So in Atlanta, they gave it more of a chance because, you know what I'm saying? He had been rocking the whole, he had been doing his set and then he had rocked out and then introduced it as such. Like at the root shit, everybody else had been rocking and the party was kind of going up. And then he came with some different shit.
And they probably looked to him to take it even further.
Exactly. They wanted some of that other shit, and he gave them his new shit, which I appreciate the commitment to promoting your shit. You understand?
When niggas lead what I appreciate.
That nigga did the sexual chocolate mic on their ass.
Oh, yeah? After that record?
After his new record. Like after they won, you know, rocking with it.
I gotta be convicted.
He dropped the mic on their ass and walked off. But I fought with 2 Chainz, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I ran into him at the another shit later during the Grammys. And I told him I fucked with that shit.
Oh, that's what's
but
up.
But you know niggas don't be hearing a nigga down though.
Nah, man, they gonna
know
one day.
I mean, no, it wasn't no trip. You know what I'm saying? But I know. You know you just be saying it to the wind, but you just gotta get it out
but
there.
You gotta say it to say it.
You know what I'm saying?
It's like being at the strip club and you appreciate the performance, but you ain't made it rain, but you still put a little few dollars down. Like, listen, I appreciate what I saw. Listen, this might not catch your eye, but it's there. Right. No, I hear that.
You know what I'm saying?
And I hear that.
That whole Grammy shit, I was, and like I told you, like, I just was making niggas fuck with me, dog.
What you mean? How you were making, how that happened?
Nah, just you see a nigga, and you like, man, this man ain't, I ain't finna let this motherfucker walk past me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I just be like, what up? Like, Drake, I made a nigga fuck with me, 2 Chainz, like, what? Like, my nigga, what's up?
What's poppin'? It's
you know
me.
What I'm saying? You know, they ain't got much conversation for you, but you know.
It's me, though.
And then Casanova 2 times was like, ah. He gave me the look away dap, but you know what I'm saying? He still had to fuck with me.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? I don't hold it against him. He didn't know who I was. He was out here with all his, you know, homeboys. You know what I'm saying? But I fuck with Casanova. You know what I'm saying? I like how he move. I like, you know what I'm saying? Because he could very well stay in a real gutter space.
Right.
Or he could very well take that shit to another level and win at a place where you wouldn't expect him to win.
Right.
And I think he could do it because he got the presence and the personality to do it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's like where MOP held his same kind of position,
right?
But they didn't have the presence or the personality to pull off what I think he could pull off.
They kept it scary.
Yeah, they kept it real scary.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? And while he could keep it scary.
He smiled.
He still has a, you know what I'm saying? He know how to move about with it. Like, he ain't mad all the time.
He ain't trying to go back to jail.
Right. He moving about.
Got you know that I ain't trying to go back to jail
he
energy.
Got a good restraint.
Which is super benevolent. That's like second to just got saved.
You know what I'm saying? Like.
You know what I mean?
You know what I mean?
Hey, brother, how you? Good afternoon.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Peace be with
and
you.
And then, you know, I did, you know, I heard one of the records that he played in the little cypher.
Uh-huh.
And it
what cypher was this? Because you talking about, like, what kind of cypher was this? Can you speak on it?
I can't speak on
it. Talk about
it. I can speak on it. During the Grammys, Diddy had a cypher called, you know, he was calling it the Diddy cypher. He had this, he had a Grammy watch party at his crib.
Mm-hmm.
And by what I was shooting, I ended up there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he had the party going on, but then he also... He had a select group of people in the studio basically passing the aux cord.
Mm.
And he was calling it the Diddy Cypher. He posted, if you go on his Instagram, he got a post about it from last week. And it was Fat Joe. It was Meek Mill. It was YBN Cordae. It was Jim Jones, Casanova two times.
Mm-hmm.
It was a R&B singing girl there, too. I can't remember her name, though.
Mm-hmm.
But they were passing the Oscar, Fat Joe. Did I say Fat Joe?
You said Fat Joe.
All right. So they was passing the Oscar, and everybody played they hot joint that ain't nobody heard. Da, mm-hmm. da, 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 and they just vibed out together, you know what I'm saying, which was a crazy-ass moment.
And which is a very vulnerable moment, too.
Yeah, very vulnerable. And you got, you know, these cats is all got their own space and their own lanes and, you know what I mean, their own audiences.
Egos and shit.
Egos, and then you got Diddy, but Diddy, the way Diddy hosted it, which is why he's, you know what I'm saying, one of the greats of all time, and just curating the space and being a champion for, you know what I'm saying, hip-hop in a way that's live and fun. Like, you know what I'm saying, Diddy still go in the club and dance on the table, ass nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Diddy know how to motivate niggas.
Exactly. He going to motivate the party. Like, he want to be in a live-ass party, so he going to set it.
He like that teacher that believe in you.
Right.
He going to bring out the best of the nigga. Like, he see your great potential. He always get it. He
right.
seen for the most part.
And the best thing about him is that he understands not only what's best in you, but he understands what's best in you that's best for the world.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So while Meek might have wanted to play his hard joint, his hardcore street shit,
right?
Diddy stopped him and was like, nah, play that shit you play for me, that the one that I like.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then Meek was like, ah, yeah. And he played that shit, and that shit was the right one to play. You know what I'm saying? He played another one that was hard.
Right.
But that one that he played was the one that was like, yeah, it's like Diddy A&R and this shit, because that's what he, right, Diddy was an A&R cat.
Yeah, yeah.
He like, nigga, this the one.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Trust me, I still got my ear.
Because leaving a hardcore rapper to his own devices, you're going to get a solid mixtape.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right, right. A lot of gun talk.
You know what I mean? But you put that A&R ear to it, you're going to have hits, and you're going to get rich, and you're going to be able to live in the $40 million house like that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So in that space, what I was supposed to be telling you?
You talk about how everybody was sharing their music and he was encouraging and people would play it, all types of shit. Diddy was a great host.
Yeah, everybody played their shit, man. It was a good time.
Mm-hmm.
And Lil Cordae, who was the youngest and the newest in the space, he was able to play his joint and got the, you know what I'm saying, that nod from his peers.
Got some love.
And from the OGs to say, yo, you here. You can make it. I was gonna say that shit last week, but you know what I mean.
Mingle came through.
We got a little cut off a little bit and went to another subject, but he was able to get that nod from his peers and his elders.
Well, that's good.
That nigga Fat Joe got a record.
Fat Joe always come with a record.
You know what I'm saying?
That's his talent.
He got a record though.
Word. I'm not surprised. I'm ready to hear it. I'm not surprised. He come with Joe. You'll never count Fat Joe out. You said Jim got a record too, huh?
Jim got a record.
Jim be having records.
Everybody in there had a record.
This, I'm going to keep it funky since we playing records and shit for a quick second. This is a Jim Jones record. I don't know if niggas fuck. This shit was hard.
What's this? Who this?
This is Jim Jones. It's on the Swiss album. You just got to hear it in the whip, though.
I chose you to stay ready for the smoke, though.
Still got niggas that be pointing guns at the Pope. All right, we got enough. But y'all go check that shit out. I can't even tell you.
What's
it
that?
Off.
What is it called?
That song, it's called Preach.
Yeah, Jim Jones had a record, man. Jim Jones had a record. Fat Joe had a record, mm-hmm. man. You know, I was happy to be in that moment, man. That shit was like, you know what I'm saying? That's like some old hip hop Forrest Gump shit.
Right.
Like, you just end up in the middle of a moment.
Yeah.
And to see one new cat getting his life and then a bunch of older cats, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's acting like they still got it. And then like Casanova somewhere in the middle where he on the rise mm-hmm. and he got a record that could take him mm-hmm. to another space. Man, that shit was good shit, man.
It's good to see people on the runway.
Yeah, that shit was good shit, man.
That's what's up.
You know. And, you know, if Cas, you know, man, you know, they might not have seen me. They don't, you know.
They gonna remember you.
But, I got to say the shit that I wanted to say, and that was good.
Well, there it is.
Hopefully they heard the shit. Maybe not.
Gave a nigga his flowers.
Gave a nigga his flowers, man. There it go. You know what I'm saying?
There it go.
Hey.
You know?
Hey, man.
I was watching. I've been binge watching this show on Netflix called Gomorrah.
Mm-hmm.
You up on Gomorrah?
No. What's that?
Matt, you up on Gomorrah? Gomorrah, it's funny because I think I tried it once before. Just off the strength of the name, I was like, well, that's interesting. But it's an Italian, it's like a, it's Fonte from the Questlove Supreme podcast called it The Italian Wire. Mm-hmm. That's what made me give it a second look because I think I tried one episode. And I don't know if it was moving slow, but it was a subtitle thing. You know, subtitles, you got to be all in. You can't scroll through Instagram. You got to be all the way in. And I think I got to it late night one day and I just didn't give it the shot. So when I heard that again, I was like, let me try it again. And I'm watching this shit. I'm like, man, this shit is all right. This shit is wild. Like it's some good shit. You know what it, you know, good storylines, basically about, you know, some drug cartels. You know what I'm saying? I hate to say, I feel like anytime there's some subtitles, it's gotta be some drug cartel shit going on for me to fully fuck with it. But yeah, man, it's just drug cartels going about each other, but some good storytelling, pretty good acting. You know what I mean? I done tore through the first season. I'm going through the second season. I think it's only two seasons. That shit is great. That shit is really good. I've been fucking with it. That shit's pretty much dominated my weekend as far as what I was watching. I'm still caught up on True Detective, but I know you not. You say,
but what I am, I was gonna get caught up. I got caught up on my viralness. Trying to research how I could fucking flip this shit, but.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get caught up. So next week when we come on, I'm going to be caught up.
All right, well, okay, get all the way caught up because then, you know, because Sunday is the I don't know if it's getting preempted because of the Oscars, but Sunday, I believe, is the finale. All right. So we'll be able to have a full-on discussion.
Whatever it is, I'll be caught up.
All right.
I'll be ready to go.
All right. I know we got people in the comments asking for you to get caught. They want to hear a conversation about it because I can't really talk to you when you ain't seen it.
Nah, you right.
Right. So because I kind of want to be a little critical too. You know what I'm saying? So you check it out.
I got my homework.
All right.
Man, you should have told me.
There's another. I think I told you last week.
You ain't tell me you not had homework. Motherfucker, watch the shit.
All right, we'll watch it.
All right, bet.
I got to check out this. What other shit? I think I'm. Damn, there's some other shit that I saw that I was like, yo, this is crazy. I can't remember. Oh, I saw the Teddy Pendergrass.
Oh, I saw that shit. I saw parts of it,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that shit was hard. I didn't know Teddy Pendergrass was so in the streets.
So gangster.
Yeah.
Hey, man, the crazy part, and I don't know if it was just for this doc, you know what I'm saying, they cleaned it up. All my life, it was said that he was in the car with a trans person.
That's what I thought, too.
Getting head when he wrecked out.
Right.
But, you know what I'm saying, in the doc, you know what I'm saying, the girlfriend kind of said she was in the car.
Took the blame for
not, you know what I'm saying, not to say,
legacy.
Not to say, you know what I'm saying, they ain't reappropriate the legacy for legacy's sake.
Right.
But I'm just saying, like, it threw me all the way off because I was waiting, you know what I'm saying, watching the whole shit.
Like, okay, now what? How they going to get to
like, how the fuck he end up in the car with the tranny?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Uh-oh, well, you know, you can't say that.
Oh, my bad. How he end up in the car with the transgender woman.
Right. Yep.
But we not even sure if it was a transgender woman or a cross dresser. Which is two different things.
That's two different things. I tell you this, and I was, you know, because I was just out Atlantic City, and I went to Philly one day. Shout out to, went to go check out my homie, Wes Manchild, and he live off Kelly Drive a little bit. Like, you got to go on that
What's
shit.
What's Kelly Drive?
That's where the shit happened.
What shit?
Oh, Teddy Pendergrass.
Where he wrecked out.
Yeah, where he wrecked out. And I was driving on Kelly Drive, and I didn't know that until I saw the documentary, or maybe I'd forgotten. But I remember remarking to myself, like, yo, this shit here, you can fuck around. Like, there's certain, you ever drive on the Inner Borough or the Jackie Robinson
Park? Oh, yeah,
like,
I love driving on
that. That's fun, but you could fuck around and get smacked up if you ain't, because it's a lot of curve action.
I like
it's
that.
It's a lot of like broad, sharp curves on that Kelly Drive shit. So if you ain't if you don't know it,
right.
You got to learn it. You got to learn it. Yeah, if you don't know it, you'll catch a bad one.
First time I was on some roads like that in Kentucky, mm-hmm. and you don't know that shit. You ain't used to that kind of driving. Yeah. That shit is fucking exhausting. Just to be doing
just to
all
be present.
Them, just to be present,
yeah.
doing all them fucking turns and yeah. shit, your body going back and forth. That yeah. shit is tiring.
Yeah.
If you ain't ready for that shit, you
it's
don't know
the driving.
It's active. It ain't like you just get behind the wheel and just roll out.
Right.
That shit is active.
Yeah. Yeah, it's cool. I like, you go upstate, you go up to like, what's that, Hudson County, maybe Dutchess County, all up, like Kingston and all of that shit. They got a lot of those roads. Where
right. But
that shit look fly, too.
But why they, you know what I'm saying, they corrected the shit about the trans person, they sure alluded to him killing his ex-lady.
Yeah, they definitely threw that shit in there.
Like, god damn, they alluded to that strong as fuck.
It was like, he wasn't fucking with her, and next thing you know, she was dead. Yeah, that was crazy.
Like, good god, Teddy.
Yeah, Teddy was wild, pop. They had some shit going with him. What was the funny thing was, I always laugh about it. I've always said this shit. This is the true legacy of a playboy. When you just have the montage of bad, former bad chicks that was just, it was like at least 4 to 6 women that were credited as girlfriend.
No doubt.
You know what I mean?
It was, all at the same time.
At the, you know, it was what it was. They
the
had
same
shifts.
Damn time.
They had shifts.
But, you know, he was an international playboy.
Teddy was
course.
Out there. I didn't realize from why, you know, it's funny. I didn't realize just because his shit is so soulful, it's so gritty. I didn't realize he went platinum 5 times in a row. You know what I mean? Right. Like, I guess, you know, I just didn't think that. You know, I never knew that. I knew he was resonating out there. I knew he was a sensation. But
yeah,
I didn't know he was doing
it. It wasn't your era.
It wasn't my era, but since it wasn't my era, I guess the people that kind of were going platinum in my era, it was a different sound sonically.
A different style.
It was like they were making music to go platinum. Right. Like Teddy shit felt
was black
like
as fuck.
Black
but,
motherfucker.
But every black motherfucker fucked with
yeah.
shit. But then from watching the documentary, see, as a kid, I thought that it was just the blackest shit ever.
Yeah.
But when you watch the documentary, he was playing this shit for white audiences. Mm-hmm. That's why I was so big.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? That's why yeah. I was so platinum and shit.
Right.
I thought that shit was just the, you know, like you hear Michael Jackson, you be like, oh yeah, that's some crossover.
That's for
shit.
Everybody.
That's for everybody. Lionel Richie, okay, yeah. that's for everybody. Uh-huh. But Teddy,
specific.
That shit sound like, you know what I'm saying, the yeah. blackest part of town.
Right.
Where
right.
they got a rib shop.
Reefer, you know what I'm a red light
Reefer,
bulb.
Of the barber shop, a car wash,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Big cars that people use as furniture,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying?
Fish being fried.
8, 9 kids sitting on the hood of a car.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what you think of when you hear Teddy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And fucking. Wild fucking, no condoms. You could tell they wasn't wearing condoms, that type of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. I was gonna say, I had one other thing. I forgot just that fast. It'll come to me, and if it don't, we'll talk about it another time. You got anything else you want to talk
hey, man,
about?
Hey, man, I just appreciate the audience listening with us.
Yo, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? You know, that viral shit let you know, man.
People out there for you.
You know, not there's people out there, but you still appreciate the people that been rocking with you
right.
before. Because the viral motherfuckers don't even give a fuck about who fuck posts. They don't know my motherfucking name. Right. A lot of times they just pass the shit on.
Right.
They don't see who the fuck, where it came from and all that. So it'd be good when it's people that already been rocking with mm-hmm. you, that's already been, that's fucking with you every week and
did
shit.
Did you get anybody like in one of these viral comments shouting out your credits? That's Mr. Muhammad in the conversation.
Nah, not definitely. I mean, it's people that said that's Mr. Muhammad. That's okay. But
that's dope.
But you know what I'm saying? It ain't go that far. I ain't, like I said, not yet. Not that's yet. The next one, it'll go like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Next one. So I'm you know, I'm happy about this one. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I had a couple of little semi-viral moments. Other mm-hmm. viral moments, people still don't know I did them and shit. You know what I'm saying? People don't know. And I seen it, it's making a comeback. Like the what's them cast name? Dorm Entertainment.
Dormtainment.
They did a video that had Wu-Tang in it. The Wu-Tang dance shit.
Oh, okay.
And like a 10-year Wu-Tang challenge.
Dance 10 years ago?
Yeah, it's probably 11.
Shit.
But people don't know that I produced that record.
Look at that.
You know what I'm saying? So that was a viral moment. That shit, that was the viralest shit ever. That shit is like millions.
Anonymous Ali.
But you know what I'm saying? It's good to you know what I'm saying?
That's good to have your fingerprint on shit. That looked good in the documentary.
Yeah, yeah.
That's when everybody put it together.
You hate for motherfuckers not to know shit until your documentary and shit.
Yeah, well, you know.
You probably want to get some of this shit out while you know what I'm saying? While you still
like I keep putting more shit out.
While you can still, you know what I'm saying, buy you a new car some shit.
Right. You can have your flowers.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, shit, man. I think I'm getting closer and closer to getting this, my curry chicken recipes get like almost Jamaican restaurant style. Like
where you get the recipe from?
I mean, it's a collection of all types of people.
You got any tutoring?
Oh yeah. I've been going on. Shout I told you out. I went out to. I went on YouTube. I need to shout this cat out before some cat. I think his name is Badman Eaton, something. Mm-hmm. Some Jamaican, young Jamaican.
And you went
kid.
To his crib?
No. I went on his YouTube page. Like I just put in the recipes, and people got they got their shit up. Okay. And he's some young cat. His recipes a little. He get a little extra, but he'll walk you through the shit. Right. And then shout out to my homegirl Nadine. Back in college, she cooked some curry chicken that was banging. So I'd be like, yo, what's up with the... She was reluctant for years to really give me any parts of the recipe.
Reluctant with the recipe?
You ain't be surprised. People still kind of hold shit close to the vest. Mm. I got a little bit of information out of her. And then a couple other places that I started putting the shit together. And I think the missing ingredient was... I'm not a coconut cat. Coconut milk. Because I was like, yo, why my shit... Because the thing was, when you do curry chicken,
mm-hmm.
when you first start, or curry anything, when you first start, you got to burn the curry. That's mm-hmm. what they tell you. So basically, you take, however many, I do like 2 tablespoons of curry, some oil, and then you put it in the pot on some heat. And you let that shit, you like kind of burn and stir it a little bit for about 2-3 minutes. Mm-hmm. And it'll start turning color or whatever. So for a while, I don't know if I was doing all of that. It was one time when I like seasoned the chicken with a little bit of curry, and sometimes you don't need to do that. You season the chicken regular, and you put the curry in the pot, and then it'll do whatever it needs to do.
Mm-hmm.
I had these are things that you learn throughout the thing, but it would be very curry, like curry. Like when you have curry chicken for the Jamaican store, you know it's curry, but it don't taste like sediment. You know what I mean?
It tastes Jamaican.
It tastes Jamaican as fuck. My shit was like, it was some other shit. It was, I guess, maybe not Indian curry, but it was like some other, it wasn't right, all the way,
right.
It wasn't all the way there. And it was like, and then so the last time I put a little bit of coconut milk in and I seen something going on.
This is interesting.
Because it undercuts the curry flavor a little bit and it makes it a little bit more.
It softens it up. Opens it up.
It opens it up and it makes it a little bit more creamy too. Because it was like, I don't want to say greasy, mm-hmm. but it was like thin.
Right.
The sauce was a little, it was right. flavored, but it was thin. It didn't have that
too
little.
Too much drip.
It ain't too much drip. It ain't have enough body to right. it. We need sauce. Right, not right, drip. Right. We need sauce.
Right.
So now, and then, the other thing is when you simmer your curry, you got to simmer your curry with the top off. Mm-hmm. I was fucking around with the top on. You need to simmer your shit
and who
with
taught
the top
you that?
Off. Just all in the internet. Internet.
You had no in-person
tutelage. I mean, I had a, you know, I had a couple phone calls.
Conference calls.
Yeah, a couple conference calls and things of that nature. But I think I'm like,
you're almost good.
I'm about at like 91%.
And I appreciate your diligence on yeah. this shit, nigga, because I would have gave up.
Yeah.
I just went to my favorite spot and ordered that shit.
Nah.
But you on top of it.
I'm trying to get there. I think I'm cracking the code. I think next time you see me in the Jamaican spot, I'm going to be talking shit.
Yeah, you're going to be criticized.
Who cooked this?
This is bullshit. Yeah, this ain't it, like mine.
Mm-mm.
That's how my wife be.
Right.
My wife be on that shit, especially on desserts and shit.
Oh, she's
who made this?
Is she a baker or?
No, she cooks. She's yeah. she an experimenter. Uh-huh. So she like to do all that kind of shit when she want to do it.
Yeah.
Don't ask her to do it now.
Right.
She liked to do it when she wanted
when
to.
She's inspired.
Yeah, when she's inspired. But like baking, it was a stretch where she was baking a lot.
Okay.
And her auntie has a dope ass German chocolate cake.
German chocolate's popping.
You know what I'm saying? So her aunt gave her the recipe and uh-huh. then she tweaked it and worked it until she perfected it.
Uh-huh.
So now you can't buy, really, there ain't a whole lot of places that sell a dope ass German chocolate cake.
You ever been to Make My Cake?
Yeah, of course.
Make My Cake do a pretty good German
Yeah, cake. But it's the German chocolate cake is still in the same vein as the, you know what I'm saying?
Old school.
The butter crust, Make My Cake, what they got. So we love to Make My Cake.
Okay.
For so let's not get that twisted.
No beef.
Let's not get that twisted. That is the go-to
okay.
buttercream okay. ass birthday cake. All our birthday cakes came from Make My Cake for about 12 years
okay.
until Doc D's came around
okay.
the corner from my house.
Okay.
But they German chocolate ain't in the vein of how, like my wife German chocolate shit
it's
is
bananas,
is,
huh?
It's on point. That
yeah.
shit is on point.
Oh, shit.
So, you know, she very critical when it comes to the
other shit.
Because that shit take a lot of work.
Yeah, that shit look tedious.
That shit got layers. And
that shit look
it's about,
tedious.
It's three layers to the shit.
It's
then,
mad.
You, then you got to make, you have to make. The
coconut,
the icing.
You know all that, yeah.
The icing shit with the coconut and the yeah. nuts and shit. You got to make that shit.
Yeah.
That shit is like a task.
Yeah, it's real shit.
And, you know, a lot of people cut corners on that shit.
I'm sure.
But
niggas go straight to the store.
No doubt.
Yeah,
and you got to get the right chocolate. It's a certain kind of chocolate. Like, they don't even always sell. That shit don't always be in the store.
Nigga, you got to get the right curry. You can't get the wrong curry. There's certain curries that you got to fuck with. Chief. Mm-hmm. And Beta Pack mm-hmm. are the joints that I've been fucking with. I got the Beta Pack when I was in Toronto just on the Humble.
Right.
I'm looking to, I think I got a spot out here. I'm sure there's plenty of spots in New York to find it. But I was looking online just to get it real quick online. On Amazon, fucking, what I paid, $1.50 for Toronto, that shit is $15 because they know. You
yeah,
know what I mean? That shit is scarce.
Some of this shit, you
places.
Gotta have the right shit.
You gotta have to connect.
You know what I'm saying? So you can't
yeah.
be fucking around out
yeah.
here, man. That's why certain shit fall flat, because they, you know, cut corners on the ingredients.
Yeah.
Certain shit is right.
Got that Crasdale curry. I don't even know if Crasdale
got that
make.
Real, that real cloth talk right,
right
there.
Right, right.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't
yeah.
even know. Who?
Fuck with Beta Packs.
Beta Packs and Crasdales.
Nah, Crasdale ain't the one.
Oh.
Chief and Beta Pack.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, yeah.
Crasdale is the.
Crasdale's the supermarket. Yeah, yeah. I don't even know if Crasdale made curry. I was just talking
da-da-da-da.
Shit.
Da-da-da-da.
Shit, man. Want to tell the people where you're going to be at, man?
Man, I'm going to be out here on the internet.
Uh-oh.
Viral. Nah, yeah. I'm going to be on the gram
mm-hmm.
at Mr. Muhammad. On Twitter
yeah.
at Mr. Muhammad.
Yeah.
I'm in town. Shit, catch me in these streets.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Until next week, you can catch me right here.
There you go.
You hear?
Shit. I'm going to be at New York Comedy Club this Thursday. My man Justin Silver got a show, Anxiety Attack. I'll be on that. That's a 10 o'clock show. I'll also be at Stand Up New York on Monday on the 8 p.m. show. So come through then. And from then,
I'll be back here. In the meantime, tell a friend to tell a friend.
And even an enemy.
To get in the conversation. We out.
The main thing of it all is to be in the conversation.